It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, could you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Did you make any kind of a tent yesterday? I know some people who made a tent by using a small table and put a sheet over it.
Yeah.
And then lifted up the sheet for the door for their tent. I brought a catalog of tents to show you today. See the front of it? It says, tempered tents for all seasons. And I'd like you to see the different tents inside here. One of them looks a little like the one that we had yesterday out in the yard, you know. But I'd like you to look at all of these different tents in here and think about your having one of them. You know, if you wanted to pretend about a tent, which one would you pretend about? Let's take a look at all of them. There's one. There's another one. See, each one is different. There's a little one. What's that one look like? The one we had yesterday, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. There's another. Another tent. One more. There. Did you choose one that you like? You see, each one person would choose a tent or choose a friend or choose anything to play with for different reasons. It's because we are all different. Yeah, now I'm going to get some blocks. And I want to show you something about them, too. There. Now, there's 7 blocks here. See? 7. Now, there's still 7 blocks, even when I turn them on their side, like this. And there's still 7 when they're like this. See that? Now, some people might see these 7 blocks and they might decide to build something like this. See? Other people might see these blocks and decide to build something like this. That's because each one of us is different. We each have different reasons for what we build and what we think. So therefore, each one of us has a different story, a different history in this world. Yeah. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. You see, in the beginning,
you were born a baby, and then you grew, and 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 now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. You see, in the beginning, I was born a baby, and then I grew, and 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 now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. My story is my history.
My story is my history, and yours is your history. Somebody at the telephone here. Hello? Hi, France. Yes. Oh, I'd like to. Sure, I'm interested in many things. Fine, we'll be over. Bye-bye. That's Francois Clemens. He says that John Costa and Burt Lloyd are over at his place, and they thought we might like to hear some of their music. Well, let's just go. We'll clean up those blocks when we get back to our neighbor's place, Francois Clemens and his studio.
Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you.
Is that the way I do it now?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you... just a second. Come on in, Fred.
Hi, Fred. Why, Burt Lloyd,
Hi,
I'm
Mr.
glad
Rogers.
To see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Why don't you let us finish this song that we were just doing, and then I'd like for you to hear some
what are your songs?
That's Burt's working on. Okay? Go ahead, finish it.
You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it, do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, didn't you?
You did it. Right, you keep saying it as you go there and then. You can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. Take it one more time, okay? Right there, Johnny.
Yeah.
You
can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it.
Very, very good.
And you did do it.
Yes, I did.
Over and over again. That's
right.
What that song's all about, practicing.
Right. You know, Burt's going to be giving a concert of some of the neighborhood songs, and I thought maybe you'd like to hear him do a couple of them.
I certainly would.
He's
what
really
other ones are you going to do?
This one. Please don't think it's funny.
Okay.
Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night.
Let me stop you for just a moment. Why don't you just, Johnny, give me just a measure. I think you ought to move it a little.
A little tempo?
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long.
Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. And please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss.
Get a good breath here.
There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this.
That's very fine, Bert. Your breathing is much
beautiful.
Better.
Thank
you. I like that better. Song. It says a lot.
I'm glad that my friends were able to hear you sing it. You know, we all sing it in different ways.
That's right. Here's one. I can show you another song that he does, Fred. It's You I Like. Now, this is the way I do it. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. But now Bert does it differently, and he brings something very special to it. Why don't you sing him your way, Bert?
Okay.
Okay?
A little rhythm.
Okay.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like.
Well, Johnny. Please, Bert.
What a concert you're going to have.
Well, I hope it's good.
I trust you're going to be playing for it.
Yes, Dee Dee is.
Thank you for asking me over.
Well, thank you for coming over.
Hope to see you soon again.
Okay, now.
Bye-bye, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Johnny.
Bert, that's really a superior performance. Very, very pleased. I think you really got in touch. We could try one more over here.
Bert Lloyd looks like the man who I pretend is Mr. All Mine in the neighborhood of make-believe. Don't you think so? Well, I do. And that's the way I make things up. I think about people and things that I know, and then I make up stories about them. Yeah, I'm going to get the trolley. Trolley? Yeah. Now, let's think of something about Mr. All Mine and tents and... Let me think. Close your eyes a minute, if you want to, and see if you can hear what puppet I'm making talk, all right? Pretend that the puppet is on here, and she would be saying,
"You're doing very well with that tent, Lady Avalon."
That would be Queen Sarah, wouldn't it? Sure, you make your own puppets talk, but that's one of the ones I like to make talk. Now, let's suppose that Lady Avalon is making a little tent for Prince Tuesday, and Queen Sarah's there with them, and the big tent of purple pandas could still be in the neighborhood of make-believe, too. And along comes Mr. All Mine today. All right? We'll have some make-believe about that. Neighborhood of make-believe, darling.
Yes, truly. You're coming along very well with that tent, Lady Avalon.
Well, it's fun putting this together.
A tent for Prince Tuesday.
Yes, and I hope you'll get a lot of good play out of it.
Some people were worried about the big tent yesterday.
Oh, I know. Uncle Friday forgot to tell people who was in it. Mm. But not everyone knows that the pandas are visiting here in that tent.
No. Lady Aberlin finished with Tuesday's tent?
Just about Tuesday. Just about finished. Mm-hmm.
It's a clever one, the way you put that together.
And I'm nearly ready to say... There.
Oh. Oh, Tuesday, love.
Mm-hmm. Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo. Tuesday likes the tent, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, who's that over there by the panda's tent?
It looks like Mr. Allmine.
Mr. Allmine? Tuesday is taking his tent inside. Oh, well, I better go with Tuesday, yes.
Well, I'll go over and talk to Mr. Allmine.
Well, good. Thanks again for making the tent, dear.
Oh, glad I could do it.
Yes.
How do you do, Mr. Allmine?
Oh, Lady Aberlin, I was hoping to see you.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
Well, you see, I'm interested in tents.
Oh, I see. You're not thinking of taking this tent, are you?
Oh, no, I'm reformed. I don't do that anymore. But I still am interested in things, even though I know they aren't all mine.
Because, you see, two pandas are living in this tent at the moment.
Pandas?
Yes, Purple Panda and Black and White Panda are here visiting a little while from their circus.
Oh, I'd like to see them sometime.
Are you interested in pandas, too? Probably so. Well, they're just going to be here for a couple
Lady
of days.
Lady Aberlin. Lady Aberlin.
Yes, Daniel?
Will you come over here, please?
Oh, certainly.
That sounds like Daniel Striper Tiger calling.
It is.
I don't see him.
Well, maybe he's hiding. Daniel, did you call me?
Yes, I don't want anyone to take my clock today.
You must be thinking about me, Daniel.
Well, I am.
I don't do things like that anymore.
You don't?
No. Now I know that some things belong to me and some things belong to other people.
You mean you wouldn't take my clock ever again?
No, Daniel. I've learned that this clock is all yours.
Oh, did you hear that, Lady Aberlin?
Yes, I did. And I know that there are lots of other people who will be relieved to hear it, too.
Oh, I surely am.
But I'm still confused about one thing.
What is that?
You said that you don't take things that belong to other people anymore.
That's true.
But your name is still Mr. Allmine, isn't it?
Yes. Lloyd Allmine. But you see, people can change a lot, but their name still stays the same.
That's true.
Why don't the two of you come to the land of Allmine just for a visit, and I'll show you some of the things that are Allmine.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, I'd love to.
Do you think I should leave my clock?
I'm sure it will be safe, Daniel.
Oh, okay.
It's all yours, Daniel.
Okay, then. Let's go to Allmine. This way.
This is my land.
Oh, boy, this really looks different here, Mr. Allmine.
Lady Elaine showed me how to make all my stuff into a museum.
Oh, I remember last time there were things hanging on the walls and on the trees and everything. Boy, this really does look different now.
Well, I have cleaned it up a bit.
Oh. It's really nice.
Yeah, what about those tickets there? What are they for?
Oh, well, every time someone visits my museum, I take a ticket off, like this, and then I know how many people have come.
so I'll just put these tickets in my pocket.
One for each of us.
One for each of you, right.
Well, where is your museum now?
Well, it's in my house.
Oh, great.
So why don't you come inside and I'll show you some of the things that are all mine. Now watch when you go down the steps, because there's steps right inside the door.
Oh, look at all these things.
Wow.
Is this great here?
Well, I'll just show you a tour here. Here's a umbrella that a friend of mine gave me, and a pair of skis. Here's some skis a friend gave to me.
Yeah.
And a plastic flower that a bright and sunny person let me have. And over here in category 4 is a collection of model cars that my very good friend Marty gave me.
Oh.
Aren't they pretty?
Oh, boy, are there cars and trucks, aren't
there? Cars and trucks, and a bus, and a jeep.
Oh, do I ever like those?
And all this is all yours?
Oh, well, it's all mine because some people gave it to me. I didn't take them.
You didn't take any of these things, did you?
No, I didn't take any of these things. Oh. And over here is a nice rocker horse.
Isn't that nice?
Great? Isn't that great?
It sure is.
Sure.
And what about those things with those chairs up there?
Oh, there's some odd chairs that were given to me. Uh-huh. And over here are some gears that were donated by a factory.
They're neat.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are they fun to look at.
They are. I'll bet you can't guess what this is.
A trumpet?
No.
Is that something to put out big candles?
No, it isn't. I'll tell you what it is. A very good friend of mine, Cecil Fleck, gave this to me. It's an old-time washer. You just wash things up and down with it. You know, you put it in a bucket and wash it like that.
Oh, you mean it helps swirl the water around?
Mm-hmm. And makes suds, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Boy, it's nice to be able to think about something that's really yours, isn't it? Even when it's not with you.
Like your clock, Daniel?
Yes, like my clock. I wonder how everyone back in our neighborhood is right now.
Daniel! Oh, Daniel!
Hi there, Clemens.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
What's with you?
Well, I was giving Queen Sarah a voice lesson, and she told me that Lady Aberlin had gone to check on Mr. Allmine, and she wanted me to see about her.
Allmine? Is he here?
Well, he was.
Don't tell me he's taken something.
No, not something.
Good. I thought he was reformed.
Not something, Lady Elaine. Somebody.
Somebody? Who?
Well, Lady Aberlin. And maybe Daniel.
Don't tell me. I'll just have to announce it on TV.
Well, I don't think you should do that yet.
Oh, yes, I should. This story's too good to miss.
You know, I'm puzzled, Lady Elaine.
Why?
I thought Mr. Allmine wasn't taking what wasn't his anymore.
Never know about this race of ours, Toots. Never know.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go tell the Queen that I can't find them anywhere.
Do what you must, and I'll do mine.
Okay. Allmine! Well, Mr. Allmine!
When you don't know a place very well, sometimes people you know take you there. That's the way it was with Lady Aberlin and Daniel. They didn't know the way to the land of Allmine, so Mr. Allmine took them. Did someone ever take you to the museum or the circus or the zoo or some other place? Who took you there? Mr. Allmine knows his museum and where it is. And Lady Aberlin and Daniel wanted to go with him. So he took them there to show them. You go with people you know to places. Yeah. still 7 blocks. Made that high tower with the 7 blocks. Made that kind of a house with the 7 blocks. All kinds of things with the same number of blocks. Mr. Allmine doesn't take things that don't belong to him anymore. But his name is still Allmine. That doesn't mean that everything is all his. You see, your name can stay the same, but you can change. Just because somebody's name is Green doesn't mean that that person has to be Green. There can be a Mrs. Green, and she can be yellow or white or black or red, and her name can still be Mrs. Green. There can be a Mr. Shoemaker, and he can be a doctor or a lawyer or a builder. He doesn't have to be a shoemaker just because his name is Shoemaker. I have a friend whose name is Mr. Baker. And he's not a baker like Chef Brockett. No. You see, everybody is his own self. Everybody has his or her own history. Isn't that good? Doesn't that give you a good feeling to know you can be just who you are no matter what your name is? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too, and we will have more things to do and talk about tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.